We have the Ballinacle Park, which is an excellent park, and what we have with that there is large green areas. There's a big maintenance bill for them green areas, and what I'm saying that we could do two things here, that we could look at the feasibility of putting in a pond that would help wildlife in the area and help fauna and the flora in the area, and it also would be an added attraction to all the people that come to the park and view it, and maybe bring school trips, etc. So there's a one-win situation, I think, here for the council. That's where we can enhance the appeal of the park. We can also add to the environment, and we can protect wildlife and use it as an education basis for schools. They come and see what the pond life of can do.
In terms of the funding, your belief is that there is a lot of money being spent on maintaining this area already, so it isn't necessarily that there's going to be an additional cost on council. You believe this could prove to be relatively cost neutral in terms of the money involved?
Yeah, I think initially there may be an outlay, but I think through climate change money and climate change adaptation grants that we could get the money for the actual building of it. But the maintenance and the future maintenance of it, I think the offsetting of not being able to have to cut grass every week for 6 months of the year, well, we could put that money towards the maintenance and the upkeep of the pond. And I think it's a one-win situation for the council. And we're doing two good things here. We're cutting down costs to the council in relation to its maintenance of the park. And we're also doing something for the environment and local wildlife and the fauna and flora in the area.